Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Hard Hits Podcast. I mean, Hard Hits Show, NFL Hard Hits, and everything on the podcast. My co-host today is, tonight is, Cliff. How are you, Cliff?
I'm good.
Tonight we'll be talking about, week one. We'll do a quick recap on that, and then talk about week two, give our thoughts on week one, and how everything, what surprises, what was not a surprise, and all that good stuff. Before we get started, I'll do the plugs. Listen to us every Friday night, besides this Friday, for the unscripted wrestling show, every Friday night at 6:30 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com. That's everything unscripted, and then every Saturday at either 6 or 7 for the Unscripted Unlimited Show with me, Daniel, and myself, me, Daniel, and Doug. And then every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. on Black Talk Radio / Everything Unscripted podcast for Scaredy Cats with Mindy and Daniel. And then listen to Boxman and Smart every Wednesday night after AEW Dynamite, as we talk Dynamite and Raw and NXT, probably around 10:20 Eastern time. And every Friday night at 9 p.m. for the Hollywood Hangouts. And you can be found on Mr.com/DirtyDudes and Mr.com/HollywoodHangouts. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. And we can be found on all major podcast platforms. And join the Facebook group, Old School Wrestling /Facebook.com. Where is it? Yeah. And join our community. So, week one, Cliff, what are your first impressions of week one?
It's a couple teams that look really impressive for me in week one. I want to start out with the Arizona Cardinals. I think was the most impressive because I didn't think they were going to do what they did to Tennessee at all.
Nobody did.
Yeah, that, and then also the Gusick, I don't know what kind of Packers game team showed up in Jacksonville to play the Saints, because that was the worst game I ever seen Aaron Rodgers play in my life.
Yeah, they were out of sync. I don't know what happened. I don't know if they were out all night the previous night in Jacksonville or what. But it did not look like a Green Bay Packers team. That did not look like the number one seed from last year. That's for sure.
Yeah.
What else impressed you? I know you had some thoughts on the Eagles too.
Yeah, the Eagles played an all-well complete game. They right now they're the only team ending it up in week one that did not let up a 20-plus yard play throughout the whole game in the league.
Wow.
Yeah. Another game I did watch and was really kind of disappointed was the Colts. I watched the Colts and the Seahawks, and thinking that maybe Carson Wentz looked like Carson Wentz of old or even better, but he looks like the 2018 version of Carson Wentz and no. I just don't know. Maybe it's because we play Seattle. Seattle do have good cards with them, but it's just like, there's no words to put to what I can think about the Carson Wentz.
He didn't play horrible, but he didn't play good. He played all right.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole Colts offense without a rhythm. And
yeah.
And the defense wasn't great either. So much for that type defense that everybody was saying the Colts were going to have. So the team that surprised me were Arizona, the way they, as you said, they went into Tennessee and did what they did. I didn't see that coming. Even though I'm high on Kyle Murray this year, I mean, fantasy purposes too, but he had one of the best fantasy weeks this week. Same thing with Jalen Hurts and who else? Jameis Winston.
Yeah, Jameis Winston
had a great fantasy week. He had under 200 yards and still managed to get 5 touchdowns.
148 with a lot of touchdowns. That's
yep.
Really, that tells you how bad Green Bay were up late. You score 4 touchdowns on 150 yards of passing. It's really sad.
Yeah, and he only threw it 20 times.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even throw it like 25 times. He threw it 14 for 20, 148, and 5 touchdowns.
Right.
I mean, it's not impressive, but it's impressive from a fantasy point of view because he got a lot of touchdowns. Let's talk a little bit about this Dallas game. Dak Prescott looks amazing. He looked like he didn't lose any mobility in that leg. He looked actually better before the ankle injury. I don't know if you thought he was better, but I thought he was impressive.
I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, Dak Prescott looked like Dak Prescott, but the Cowboys, though, who do y'all thought they were? They'll get everybody
yeah.
all hype. The fans all hype. They had everybody all hype. They left a minute 24 left on the clock and for Tom Brady to do what Tom Brady does best,
yeah.
push you to sleep.
Exactly.
Well, I will have to say, on that last drive, would you believe that was pass interference, offensive PI that should have been called or not?
It was borderline. I'll just say this. I'm glad it wasn't Eagles. I mean, it could have gone either way. Should have been called. It probably should have. But I'm not going to complain because it's Cowboys. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I don't know. To me, it's a little. To me, it looks like more of a flop job.
Yeah.
Most players and stuff do. They flop just to get the call, which didn't go their way.
Yeah.
I'm glad he didn't call it. Because to me, it could go both ways. You don't know.
Yeah. And that's why they didn't call it, because it was so close. So they couldn't call it, because then I guess the home team was they favored the home team, I guess.
I think it's because of Tom Brady. I think if it was anybody else, I think he definitely would have called it. Because Tom Brady's on the sideline,
Now, yeah. If the game was in Dallas, do you think you would have gone the other way?
No.
So it would have been no pass interference either way.
Still no pass interference either way.
Okay. I kind of think it might have gone Dallas's way if it was in Dallas. The history of if he calls in Dallas, if you know what I mean. I mean, we don't have to go back
yeah.
and. History, but you know what I mean. There's been some
mm-hmm.
borderline calls that went Dallas' way in Jerry's world.
That's
so
called opening kickoff. I remember 2 years ago, that was a clear fumble recovery for a touchdown, and it was no clear receiving.
Yeah. So what was your favorite game of the week?
So, my players for the week, you mean?
Oh, we forgot about the Raiders and Ravens game. I think we both had the Raiders, didn't we? That was a great game.
Well, no, that one, and then you also have to mention the Bengals. I did cash in on the Bengals and Vikings.
We both called that one too. I mean, I went and sit and kind of with my pick, but. Week one.
So, yeah. I didn't really keep track of my picks, but I'm just happy I got to see them go to football this weekend.
Yeah. Sorry. How do you do in your offense?
I was 2-2. I mean, the two games I lost is because I started Aaron Rodgers over Jameis Winston. That's very
yeah, I went
reason
one and
why
two.
I lost.
No, I went 1-1-1. I had a tie. Can you believe that? Last game of the week, he had Andrews. He was down 5, and it ended up in a tie. A tie. But, hey, I'm 1-1-1. I lost to my brother, and then tied with my buddy, and then won on Yahoo. So, my brother crushed me, but, hey, at least I'm 1-1. But, what was your favorite game of the week? Is there a favorite game that you watched that, what's your favorite?
Kansas City and Cleveland.
Yeah. I thought that was the game of the week. I thought the Browns came out and made a statement early, but just like Tom Brady, you can't leave time on the clock for Patrick Mahomes.
That wasn't
the
Tom
baby
Brady. That wasn't even leaving time. That wasn't even time on the clock. That was a dude. That cost them was a Bosch punt.
Yeah. I mean, that game was great. My favorite game was probably that one. And probably the Baltimore game. I thought that was good. My player of the week, my MVP of the week was probably... I have to say Jameis Winston or Jalen Hurts, one of those two. It's my MVP, but probably Jameis Winston because the way he played. I mean, he looked like Aaron Rodgers out there.
I'll go Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that's a good choice too.
He's in my
top three. MVP of the week. What else did he do? What did we do last year? MVP of the weekend. I forgot. Three teams, I guess. The team of the week is probably the Eagles. Because the way they played great in every aspect of the game. So I was impressed.
True.
And I was impressed with them. So they're my team of the week.
Yeah. Yeah, I do agree with you with that. All around, complete game.
It's it. They made the least mistakes, and they had control of the game, probably for the most part. 90% of the game they had control. I mean, the first quarter looked like Atlanta could stay in it, but once the Eagles took over, it was downhill. It's going to be a long season for the Falcons.
That's when the game was downhill.
Yeah. I mean, I was surprised they were able to stop Mike Davis. I thought Mike Davis was going to have a great game. That was surprising for me.
Yeah,
but overall,
great. Quick.
Exactly. Overall, it was a great week. Football. Great to have football back. Any final thoughts for week one before we talk about week two?
Yeah. Well,
did we miss any game that you wanted to talk about?
No. But,
yeah, I don't
know what week two.
Yeah, I don't think I missed that. I wanted to talk about more. But,
yeah. That's that. Week two, just gonna we'll kick off tomorrow night with the Giants going to Washington to play a football team.
Yep.
Which Ryan
speaking of Washington. Yeah, speaking of Ryan Fitzpatrick, do you think they're gonna sign Cam Newton?
I mean, it has to be if they want to win the East. You have to sign Cam Newton. I don't think Taylor. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. I did like Kyle in Penn State. But I don't think he's NFL ready yet to lead a complete season. But then again, I can't say that because he was a mistake away from beating Tom Brady in the wild card game last year too.
The reason I say Cam Newton, everybody knows the history with Ron Rivera. They spent what, 5-6 years together, went to a Super Bowl together in this MVP year, and 15-1 that year. Could have won the Super Bowl. Probably should have. But yeah, everybody expects that to happen. It hasn't happened yet. I'm expecting it to happen maybe after this game because it's a short week. But they didn't want to have that rumors linger. But if Washington loses this week, they have 10 days before the next game. Who do they play in 10 days? They play the Bills in 10 days. So maybe they sign Cam Newton and he learns some of the playbook, which he already knows Ron Rivera's playbook by heart, probably. But I expect it. I think most people expect it. I know you said you think it's going to happen. So, yeah. So, let's talk about this game. What do you think of one of the games we didn't really touch on in the first week is the Giants game, but that wasn't even worth touching on. But Barkley looked rusty. He didn't get any motor going. Do you think they should have played Barkley week one, or they should have kept him out for week one and come back this week? He didn't look like himself.
Knowing that the team that really struggled are the teams that really didn't play anybody in the preseason. You look at Aaron Rodgers, didn't play in preseason. I say you can say same thing with Jalen Hurts, but you can't say that because Jalen Hurts played at least two series in a preseason game in week one and sat out the rest of the week.
He was supposed to play week two, but he got sick.
He didn't get sick. He didn't want to play.
Probably. Yeah, because you look at the teams that won. Didn't Kyle Murray play preseason with Jameis Winston? Prescott didn't play preseason. He looked good. So
he still lost.
Yeah?
He took the L.
And Carson Wentz didn't play preseason, and they Colts won. Russell Wilson played preseason, and they won. So, yeah, you're on to something there. I think these teams that didn't play their starters week one, it's going to take a few weeks, maybe a week or two, to get in the groove. So, this Giants and Washington game is interesting. I don't know, it could go either way. I'm going to lean Washington because I'm going to say Washington wins 17-14 because they're at home. They're the better team. I think they have a better quarterback. And I think their defense is going to stop Barkley.
So you're telling me that Taylor Heineke is better than Daniel Jones. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm talking with Mike Max Kallman right now, man.
he almost beat Tom Brady last year. Can Daniel Jones say
almost.
That?
Almost.
Wait, would you rather have
almost.
Daniel Jones or him right now?
Would I have to, or they both suck. I'd do a better job doing a quarterback, and I can't throw a football.
I'm not saying they're both.
I will take, and the way I look at this game is for the Giants to win this game, they have to score at least 24 points.
Yeah, and see
under 20 points, the Giants lose.
Yeah, and Barkley's going
to
have to for fantasy purposes, I hope Barkley goes off. Somebody offered me a trade today for Barkley, and I denied it. So I forget what it was. He offered me some wide receiver for that. I immediately declined it because I'm not going to give up on Barkley after week one. If I'm going to trade, I'm going to have his trade value go up. I expect Barkley to be better than he was in week one. Maybe you were right about Washington's D-line not as great as I said it was last week. So you were on to something there. I'll commend you for that. I think you were right on that. So, yeah. Can the Giants win? Yes, of course. But I think Washington went and squeezed this out 17-14 in overtime. In a ugly game that will put you to sleep, probably, and you'll wake up to 14-14 overtime.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I know, it's going to be a shootout.
Thursday night football usually is sometimes. It's a shootout.
Yeah, last week it was. That was better than we thought, so what do I know? I went 6-10 in my first week. Yeah, I'm going to take Washington 17-14.
I'll take Washington, too. I'll leak in Washington 20. I got about 20-14.
Okay. So we have similar scores. We'll save the Eagles game for last. Here's an interesting game. Bears and Bengals. I mean, we touched on the Rams briefly, Rams and Bears game briefly, but from what I saw, Justin Fields should be starting. No questions asked. He should be the starter. He looks like an elite quarterback, but he looks like a good quarterback. The offense runs better under him, with him under center. Andy Dalton's trash. Matt Nagy should be fired today if Fields not starting by week four. Because if they keep starting Andy Dalton, they're gonna be 0-4 by week four. So. Taking the Bengals here. I mean, Andy Dalton's facing his old team again. How did he do last year? I forgot.
What, Andy Dalton?
Yeah.
He was backing up Dak Prescott last year, remember?
Didn't he start against the Bengals because Prescott was already injured?
Yeah. I mean, he had a few wins. But
I thought one of them was against the Bengals in Cincinnati. But this is a payback. This is a revenge game for Dalton. I was going to go Bengals, but I might go Bears here. Maybe Dalton proved me wrong for 1 week. And I'll go Bengals. I'll go Bears 23-20. Dalton gets one win against his old team. He gets up for this game, and he went to beat them, and he beats them, and this is the only win he gets. And then he gets benched in week four. So I'll go with the Bears. Texans and Browns. This shouldn't be close. This should be a Browns smashing. I'm going to say the Browns win 34. I think they come out and smash the Texans. I think the Browns defense looks good. I think the duo of Hunt and Chubb continue to run the show. That's the best running duo in the league, I think. I think the Browns come out here and smash the Texans. Baker has a bounce back game. Not a bounce back game, but he has a good game.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say the Browns win easily. That's Browns off, but also Odell Beckham will not be playing this Sunday either. He's already been rolled out.
Oh, he's not playing again?
Nope. He's been rolled out.
Damn. The next game, Carson wins his second game at the Colt. Another tough game. Another game against the undefeated NFC West. All the teams in NFC West and AFC West all won. So half of the teams that won on Sunday came from the AFC West or NFC West. Those are the two best divisions right now, especially the NFC West. All four teams can make the playoffs. You think all four will make the playoffs?
I mean, they have the best shot, but I don't think so, no.
This is a tough one, but I'm going to go Rams here. I think the Rams win 34-20. I think Carson has a better game, but that defense is just going to be in his face. Another team that injured him. So that started this whole injury thing with Carson was against the Rams. So another team that he probably hate. I think the Rams win 34-20. Digging the
Yeah, I want to
taking
go.
Rams.
I want to take the Rams.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I would love to see Carson Wentz win, but it's a tough game. They have a tough schedule. They have the Rams, and then they have the Titans, the Dolphins, Ravens, Texans. That is a tough schedule. Could be a long year for the Colts if they don't get it going.
Yeah.
The Bills and Dolphins probably winning the game, a divisional game. I'm going to go Dolphins here. I think the Dolphins look impressive against the Colts. I'm against the Patriots. So I'm going to say Dolphins win. I'll say 23-20. The Bills start 0-2. Sorry, Doug.
No. Don't disrespect the Bills like that. Don't do that. The Bills will win,
week two. Mark my words.
They will be right. Patriots and Jets. Do we dare to say the Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, win?
No, Patriots won this.
The battle of the rookie quarterbacks. Zach Wilson versus Mac Jones. I think the Patriots win 15-7. Ugly fault game, as always. Seen the Patriots and Jets.
Yep. This is a fall of the Patriots right now.
Yeah.
This is really the fall of the Patriots.
You can't go any other but the Patriots. Now here's an interesting one. Raiders and Steelers. Neither team were expected to win their first game, and they both came out and won. Who's going to come away
and
win 2-0?
And I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
I'm going with Pittsburgh. It's hard to travel from east to west. Not only are they traveling from west to east, I mean, but on the short week, they just play Monday night. So they're traveling cross-country on a short week. So I got the Steelers winning. And I got them winning big. I'll say 30-10.
Yeah.
The Raiders come back to earth a little bit after their thrilling win against the Ravens, who looked like...
That was a lucky win.
Lamar didn't look like...
The Ravens handed them the game. That's how bad it was. The Ravens handed them the win. That's the way I look at it.
Lamar Jackson did. With his fumbles. He had two key fumbles in that fourth quarter?
Yep. Fourth quarter or...
And they were driving downfield, and they could have put the game away both times?
No.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson better get it together, because Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are coming to town. The Steelers and Panthers. Oh, we both have the Steelers, right?
Yeah.
Saints and Panthers. Saints are coming off that smashing at the Packers. Panthers are coming off that okay win against the Jets. Not what I expected, but
I'll
take
the Saints to win that.
Yeah, the Saints look better than I thought. And they did it without Michael Thomas. So, I think the Saints here in the close one. I would say
24-17.
All right. The Broncos and Jags playing their first home game of the season. Against the Broncos. I'm going to take the Jags here.
Yeah.
I think Trevor Lawrence gets his first win in a close one. I'll say 21-20.
I don't know. I think Jags going 0-2.
So you got the Broncos?
Yes. Taking the Broncos.
What else? Got Vikings and Cardinals, which is going to be a good game. But the Cardinals look impressive. I don't know if the Vikings can stop Kyle Murray. I'll take Kyle Murray and the Cardinals to win 31-24.
I'm taking the Vikings.
To go into Arizona and win?
Yep.
Okay.
Taking them.
Falcons and Buccaneers. Nothing much to say about this. The Buccaneers should win easy.
They beat him. Tampa Bay.
It should be at Tampa Bay. It should be over by halftime. Easy win.
You should.
I say, I'm saying 34-0.
They're supposed to play. Right.
Okay, I'll say 34-0.
Mm-hmm.
34-0. Should be an easy win. You got the Cowgirls and the Chargers. Cowgirls are going to be 0-2. Chargers win. 2-0. I think they win easy. I think they win 31-14.
Yep. Definitely. I'll take the Chargers and win.
Now, the Titans and Seahawks, this should be interesting. Okay, the Titans bounce back. No, I don't think so.
No.
I think the Seahawks win this one 27-17.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking the Seahawks. Yeah.
Probably the game of the week, Chiefs and Ravens, Sunday Night Football. Chiefs going to Baltimore where they own the Ravens the last couple of years. Lamar is, what, like 0-2, 0-3 against the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Does Lamar get his first win against the Chiefs?
No.
Chiefs win. I say 38-17. Yeah, 38-17 for me.
Mm-hmm.
This should be another smashing. Packers are pissed. Aaron Rodgers is pissed. Monday night, I don't even know why the hell this is a Monday night football game. Wrong's gonna, I don't know how they put Lions and Packers, Lions in the Monday night football game, but that's not here or there. Packers should smash them. Aaron Rodgers should be pissed. Packers should be pissed. They should win this easily. I'll say 45-7.
Yeah. I want to see for the Lions just yet. I mean, they made a game out of the San Francisco 49ers. Don't sleep on the Lions.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Was that more San Francisco letting off the pedal and just not playing defense? I don't know. Some lucky bounces, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you're right. I mean, we expect to blow out, but the Lions should keep it close.
That's not.
And then our game, 49ers and Eagles. You can go first.
Well, I want to go with Philly all the way. I will be at the game.
You're going to the game?
I'm looking forward to be. Yes.
Nice.
Going to the game. I will be there. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a good game. I'll have to watch it later because I have to work and then I have to with the church too. But I'll probably catch it later. But I'll keep track.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Eagles here. Yeah. I would say 27-23. Yeah, I caught you off guard there. Everybody's going to expect me to pick the Niners. I'm going with the Eagles because the Niners are, this is their second week on the East Coast. I don't know if they travel back west, but the way they played it in the fourth quarter, they can't play against the Eagles or else they're going to lose. I wasn't impressed with the Niners in the fourth quarter. They couldn't put the Lions away. So, and the Eagles are at home. They usually do good in their home opener. So, and I think they can win. I think they'll win 27-23. So hopefully I'm right. Any final thoughts?
Nah, I am good.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good week. Just let me know when you can do next week.
Yeah, I'll let you know about next week.
Enjoy the week. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Enjoy the game tomorrow if you catch it. Actually, that's in the game.
Yeah,
it's going to be good tomorrow. Better than we think. It always is. Between Giants and Redskins, not Redskins, football team. So I think it could be a good game. At least watchable. Yeah. It was a good show, Clem. Thank you for coming on. And
you're welcome.
We'll see everybody next week.
All right. I'll see you later.
Later.
It's like, I don't care about nothing, man. Roll another blunt. Yeah.